I can remember one monk who this was when Ajahn Chah was still healthy and teaching, and this one particular monk was just really, really restless, really frustrated. He was still quite junior, and Ajahn Chah knew this monk's temperament very, very well, and used to tease him on occasion. And then they were in a group us together, and he says, "Runyapo, do you want to go on a bit of a tudong?" And of course, the monk sort of just eyes brighten. "Tudong, I'll be able to, but I'm still junior." He said, "Oh, I think it's okay. You'd be okay." And so he's just so excited. "Yeah, oh yeah, boy, do I want to go." And so Ajahn Chah sort of said, "Well, yeah, you know, if you're going to go on tutoring, you're still pretty young, so, you know, I think what you know, that you need to set some guidelines for yourself and you know, set up some determinations that you're going to follow." And he said, "You know, so, you know, one is you should, you know, if you're going to go tudong, don't accept any rides from anybody. Really walk, you know, because sometimes you're walking along the road and people will invite you to have a ride, take a lift." And that's what he said. And of course, at this point, this monk is willing to agree to anything, so it's just to be able to get out. And "Don't take any rides, because you really just, you know, want to be walking and really get that feel for being a tudong monk." And said, "And don't stay in any one place more than 3 days." So then, so, yeah. So then he left, and about a month or so later, the monk sort of shows up back in the monastery, and said, "Oh, you know, how'd it go?" He said, "God, that Ajahn Chah tricked me again." He said, "That was the most miserable experience of my life." Because he suggested for him to go to on tudong in hot season. And he's out there walking every day out in the sun. It's just hot and couldn't, you know, stay anywhere for very long. And he said he was just so happy to get back to the monastery. So that having to deal with the mind that conjures up all this, the fantasies of, well, what's it going to be like? This is going to be the solution to all my problems. And, you know, we do it as monks, we do it as lay people. That's what we do as human beings. We're constantly projecting